Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I was warned about her love.
Robert Curry bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Bob Fisher, Robert J. Fisher, author of The Naked Portfolio Manager. He's a certified financial planner. Bob, thanks again for being here. We're talking about income tax systems, reform options. We talked about the national sales tax and what needs to be done if that becomes a viable option. The other thing is the flat tax, Bob, that we need to, if you're talking about tax reform, And you talk about sales, national sales tax, you have to talk about flat tax, and that's a pretty simple system that where nothing has to be repealed. No, the 16th Amendment doesn't have to be repealed. You just throw out the old system and bring in a new way of calculating taxes, right? The national flat tax, which is where everything gets taxed. You limit the exemptions, and it would be pretty dramatic. It'd be pretty gut wrenching debate, but I like that system better. What do you think, Bob?
Well, I think that the flat tax may very well be a lot better than the system that we have. But you know, as we were talking at break, you know, as soon as we have the flat tax, the politicians will start tinkering with it, and they will tinker. I mean, what happens is that politicians offer freebies to their constituents, and they want to make the other guy pay for it.
Right.
In the State of the Union, the president said he wanted to gut the 529 plan and give, you know, 2 years of free college to certain people. And, you know, I mean, if you're getting 2 years of free college and somebody else is paying for it, it sounds like a pretty good idea.
Right.
But, you know, if you're going to lose a third of your kid's college fund to taxes, it doesn't sound like a very good idea.
That's exactly right. Of course, we now know he's backed off of that one. But the advantage of the way, the problem with our current tax system is, as you know, Bob, nothing is established and set in and put in there for the long term. Whatever rates we have, they can manipulate them year over year. The politicians they wait till the end of the year to renew deductions that we've had for years. And the problem, Bob, is that the way the politicians are manipulating the tax code is bad for business and therefore bad for the economy. That's one of our big problems right now. One of the most important reforms we could have would be to set whatever the tax rates are, set those down and establish them for at least a 10-year period.
Well, Jim, when the national income tax was established, it was a 1% tax.
Right.
It was a 1% tax.
And it was just on really upper-income people, as I remember, maybe over $1 million.
Like over $1 million, which was a fortune back then, and the whole tax code was on 11 pages.
Right.
11 or 17. I mean, you could hold it in your hand.
Right.
You know, and in that, today the tax code would fill up this office, my office or your office.
Right.
See, the thing is, what we need our leaders to do is to pull us together. We need, you know, to come up with a plan to fight terrorism. We need to come up with a plan to fight the overcriminalization and the fact that the United States has a quarter of the prisoners in the world. And, you know, we're spending a fortune on that. And what the tax code allows these politicians to do is to polarize us in a way that energizes their support, but it pulls us apart. We need leaders that pull us together and recommend things that are good for all Americans.
As I have grown older watching Washington, the thing that I've noticed is that whatever statesmen we had, whatever leaders we had once upon a time, most of those people have now retired, and in the leadership, at least in Washington, there's not much leadership. The people who so-called leaders, there's not much leadership. But here's the thing. Remember what de Tocqueville said. This is the thing we have to put back on ourselves, Bob. De Tocqueville told us 200 years ago, citizens get the democracy they deserve. We've elected these people, right?
Right.
So until we want something different, we're going to keep getting the same stuff. Hey, Bob, good job today. Good discussion. Come back soon.
Great, Jim. If people want to see the blog, it's the www.virginiathinkinginstitute.com.
VirginiaThinkingInstitute.com. Check it out. It's good stuff, folks. Bob Fisher, we'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blessingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.